Blog Talk Radio.
Look, it's moving. It's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Oh, in the name of God. Now I know what it feels like to be God.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash. As always, I do have my co-host with me, the fellow doctor.
Blessed and highly favored. How are you doing, Dr. Cash?
I'm blessed, Dr. Phil. Shout out to our listeners tuning in right now. Shout out to our sponsors, Jimmy's Paint Shop, The 65 Connection, Star Marketing Moguls, Media Combat, and Leo Marketing. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Facebook, The Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, and Instagram, Industry Doctors. We have a great episode for you folks today. But before we hop into that, Dr. Phil, can you tell us about your project that you're
half
working
man,
on
half
right
amazing.
Now? Yeah.
Half man, half amazing. Thank you for asking, Dr. Cash. Pre-orders for Half Man, Half Amazing will go up next month. Whole album full of hits. Demonstration. Major, colossal. You know, the internet's been going nuts. We're about to have the pre-orders up next month. So be watching my Instagram, Dr. Phil ENT and Colossal Records Music Group at Instagram. Stay in tune.
Definitely. Thanks for doing that, Dr. Phil. We got a special guest for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring her on. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, what up, though?
What do you do?
What do you do?
Let her know. Can you let her know what you do and how you started?
You said what now?
Can you let her know what do you do and how you started?
Okay, yeah. My name is Brittany Jewel. For those who don't know, now you know. I'm a female rapper, a female artist coming to Atlanta. I've been doing this shit for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I got a few projects out right now. Product of My Society is on iTunes. Make sure y'all go get that. I got some new shit on the way. Yeah. Definitely. Follow me on Instagram at BRITNEYJEWELZ. You know what I'm saying? The rap game seems like it getting watered down and shit like that, but I'm holding this shit down. Y'all can look me up. I'm in the Red and Shine video, Regret. I'm in Big Bang Black video from Duct Tape. Off one of his songs, King of the Jungle. I got a song with Cash Doll as well called Hood Bitch. And, yeah, I'm just working on some new shit at this point.
Dr. Phil?
Yes. What was the Cash Doll?
It's called Hood Bitch. It's on iTunes. And y'all can go get my music and purchase it off iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, any platform that's online or whatever. Y'all can go purchase it. And I got some CDs in the street as well, like at Greenbrier Mall and West End Mall.
And what's the projects that you have out right
it's
now?
It's called Product of My Society.
And what were some of your producers that you worked with on Product of My Society?
Someone from Bass House, which is the same branch production team that Pee Wee the Long Way fuck with YDG Gon' Fix It, which is, he got some producers with him called Bass House. I got some of that shit on there, a few songs that I did.
Shout out Long Way.
Yeah,
we love
Pee-wee. Yeah, Silver Road shit, real Atlanta shit, y'all.
So what is the Atlanta scene like right now?
Like, that's what I just said. It really watered down right now. A lot of people didn't passed away, got killed, dead, some folk locked up. Some folks just kicking back, cooling, enjoying their harvests, what they did sow, what they have got for this week, you know. It just some shit at the standstill. You got a lot of new people coming up, new generation, young folks, which they be putting out a lot of bullshit, so that really don't make no kind of sense. And then you got the folks who've been around for a minute who make good music, and you got the folks who've been around for a minute who make good music. They shit just not out there how it needs to be yet because of the bullshit that's out.
So we have a lot of listeners, you know, that are, you know, just beginning, just starting their music careers. What's three advices that you could give our listeners?
Shit, stay consistent, have some good product, good content, and shit, have a good image, because image is everything when it comes to the music. If you don't look like you somebody, then folk really not going to believe you, period.
And can we,
Like right now, a lot of guys be like wearing jeans and shit. Like, they're like, even though that shit seem gay, a lot of folks just do it just so they can look the part with everybody else who's somebody.
True. What do you wish you could change about the Atlanta music scene right now?
So that it don't be so watered down when it comes to, like, promoters and shit like that. They just be trying to get folks in there or whatever. It don't really be, like, a situation. It don't really be, like, a vibe. It be, like, just a whole bunch of different shit going on. People who be in money hungry, like, a lot of these promoters, they be, like, real, like, they don't give a fuck. They don't care who they, what artists they got in the building, as long as they got there getting their money out for each head that's in the building. It ain't really about the culture like how it's supposed to be, like how everybody automatically create their shit to be already.
And how do you think we can change this situation?
Shit, by motherfuckers being more hands-on and really goddamn knowing who is who by asking the people, really. I see a lot of people posting on the internet and be like, who is the hottest? I know the people posted a lot, who the hottest producer, who the hottest artist. But, like, first of all, they posting that shit on the internet. Like, people who mostly on the internet, they fake anyway, and they be putting on for Instagram and shit like that. Motherfuckers need to be in the street asking who, and, like, in certain areas and stuff like that, because then the people who actually live in this shit.
Definitely, Dr. Phil.
I have a show called the Heartbreaker World Tour going on, and we definitely can we get, would like to work with you. Can we get your contact info for anybody who would like to get in contact with you for a feature or anything like that?
Yeah, it's Brittany Jewels on all the social network sites. Like, motherfuckers can find me on anything. Even my email is Brittany Jewels with a Z at the end, B-R-I-T-N-E-Y, like Britney Spears. Jewels, J-E-W-E-S-D, at Gmail. Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Facebook, whatever, Google, whatever.
And I heard that you say you got, you know, your music definitely on the internet. But as far as getting vendors to let you put your music in their establishment, what are the best routes for doing that?
You mean establishment like a club?
I mean, like, I know you say you had your music in the malls and things of that nature. What are the best ways of going about getting your music in stores and malls and stuff like that?
Oh, really just networking with the people who run the store or who run whatever, just telling them that you're an artist is just the whole point of you having the ambition to want to get your stuff out there. And when you do that, you are walking through and running to and talk to these people, and they're saying, you know, you will have your shit right there for them folks to grab. Then after that, it's all about promotion and letting them folks know to go get it. That just like anybody nowadays can really have, when they say on all platforms, anybody can damn near really put their music up from an independent standpoint of view on all platforms on the internet. But after that, it's about the market, how many people know that it's up and how many people like it.
Most definitely. Got to get it out there. Fan base is definitely
Yeah, because it's already active. Everybody just got to find out about it and like it.
So where can we come see you? Do you have any up-and-coming shows?
Yeah, I got one. I got one tonight and tomorrow. I got one tonight at V-Live and tomorrow at the Living Room, which is on the north side.
And for any artists that, you know, are looking to network with you and, you know, get on the Atlantic music, the Atlanta music scene, how do you like to be approached from artists trying to do features?
I mean, shoot, a lot of artists be having egos and shit like that, like about who want to collab on a song. But shit, it don't bother me if somebody come up and introduce themselves and say they want to do a song. But at the same time, I got to look at their work ethic and look experience or not, if I want to charge them or not. Or I didn't get to the point where, okay, either you going to pay me for it or you going to spend your money on it to promote this shit. Like, don't just record it and then do whatever, then hold it in your catalog or let people hear who walk in the studio. Now, you need to invest that money into that shit, get that shit pressed up, everything, get that shit out there. Like, who put the money behind
it? How much are the videos on the music scene in Atlanta right now? I mean
it depends on who's doing the video, charged. The quality, how many scenes, shit like that.
Top go-getting videographer that you deal with right now, who are they? Shout them out and work.
Oh,
you know.
Shout out that boy two times over there out of Shady Park. We already shooting the video. He just shot half for me. I got to shoot the other half. I shot the first half at the Trap House, at 2 Chainz Trap House that he got over there on the north side. I shot one part of that shit before I went to L.A. for the BET Awards weekend. And now I got to do the other half, but shout out that nigga two times all the way from the Shady. You know what I'm saying? He doing a lot of people up and coming and shit like that, and he doing the folk who are already out and shit too. So, you know, that boy Gunner with Thug. Gunner, he from the Shady too. So, you know, a lot of this shit be like in the same circle already. Like, I've been part of hip-hop because it's like part of the culture, part of Atlanta. Like, I am Atlanta, so everybody who is everywhere who's somebody part of Atlanta, I'm already locked in, linked in with them folks. Or the person next to them.
So if you can hear this, you definitely need a feature right now.
Yeah, Brittany Jewel hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Long as it makes sense, you talking about something, and you won't go, we can make some shit happen, you know what I'm saying? Because you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make a drink it like. The motherfucker hit me up and they trying to do something. I already know if they for real or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the difference between the fan, the groupie, and the artist, and the producer, and the engineer, and the A&R, and the agent, and the booking agent, and the manager, and the assistant. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Gotta be on your due diligence in the music industry, as me and Dr. Cash always say. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, Dr. Cash. I know you have a list of questions to get to.
I just have one question. Besides the music right now, what else are you focusing your energy on?
Right now, focusing my energy on a lot of branding and marketing myself, like a different look that's more upbeat than with like what's going on, like all the crazy colors and hair and shit like that, and like certain outfits when it comes to style, you know, like trends, they change every week, every month, every year. So my focus now is to work more on my image because I'm more of an original type artist. I'm going to stay original, but I want to kind of focus more in on my look and have it more up to date. Like how Thug and Future, all them all, we got the Gucci socks on or some Balenciaga shit or, some, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, the Gucci shoe, like shit like that. I'm going to just spice it up a little bit more and have that shit coming back on them folks. Like, cause certain times, I don't even like how all the people are wearing, like, box braids and shit like that. Like, I don't be wanting to do what everybody doing and stuff like that, because that's part of me. That's part of me being an artist. I be wanting to be myself. I want to do the opposite of what I see everybody doing. But I see that the generation is getting younger, and I see that they really not straying away from being entertained by what they already are familiar with. So I'm like, okay, I need to go ahead and conquer that shit and just go ahead and fuck with the wave on that. Just like I said, just like how the niggas be wearing skinny jeans or whatever. So, like, motherfuckers,
but it's all
really
about how you
shit.
Sauce it, though. See, because different folks, you know, sauce a little different depending on where you at.
I understand that.
You know what
I
mean?
That, but at the same time, man, it's a tough crowd out there. Like, them folks don't be really, you know, motherfuckers going to respect that shit at the end of the day. But at the same time, you want motherfuckers going crazy about that shit. So, like
for
the girl aging the dog, like the girl aging the dog. She be wearing that like dog skill type shit, but that shit really not don't. It make her look different, but that shit really not fat. It's like it ain't no ooh all type shit. Even though I like that style,
right.
Like, I know somebody. Like, I like that style though. Like I seen another girl do that style, but she don't do it every time. Then she do it every now and then because it ain't really likable worldwide. So.
See, everybody
like,
ain't got the
like
sauce
Nicki
for me. Everybody ain't going to have the sauce for me, no.
Oh, no.
They might
true,
just drip a little bit, you
but
know.
But get what? You got folk that know how to put on the right gear and motherfuckers think they got the sauce
right.
And they really don't. They really be lame.
Preet.
But they look like they got
Preet.
The
sauce. Brittany.
Yeah.
Before you go, let our listeners know what your social context is and where we can follow you. And then if you have anything else you want to say before you head out, go ahead.
Yeah, like I said before, it's Brittany Jewels on everything. Brittany Jewel. Whether it's on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, however the fuck you want to look me up. You know what I'm saying? Brittany Jewels. Brittany, like Britney Spears, Jewels with a D and N. BRITNEYJEWELZ. And for everybody who out there listening, I just want y'all to stay tuned. Goddamn, look me up. For y'all to see their movement, keep this shit going. Consistency is key. Even when a motherfucker thinks shit goddamn slowing down, motherfuckers need to keep their head up. And this advice go for myself too as well, because motherfuckers got to practice what they preach. Believe it, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Even when shit look like it's slow, goddamn, pick that shit up, goddamn, keep that shit going. Because motherfuckers out here, you never know. People, goddamn, they stay talking. As soon as you think, goddamn, you ain't with the shit no more, folks out here talking about it even more. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as I be feeling like that, somebody pop up, oh, yeah, woo-woo-woo, and saying some good shit. So, yeah, Brittany Jewels, you dig what I'm saying? Free band gang. If you didn't know, now you know. Follow me on Instagram. That's where everybody is right now. I seem like anyway. So, yeah, Brittany Jewels on Instagram, product of my society. Fuck with that shit on iTunes. Let's get it. Chill.
And you've just got your dose.